So I would like to describe to you a little bit about Braja Bhakti.
Ja bih želela da vam opišem, da vam kažem nešto o Braja Bhakti.
Braja Bhakti is a term which refers to that particular part aspect of devotion, or way of devotion, as it is felt and acted upon by the residents of Vrindavan, who are devotees of Vrindavan Krishna.
Vraja Bhakti je pojam koji se u stvari odnosi na specifičan način na koji stanovnici Vrindavana, odnosno oni bhakte koji su bhakte Krišne iz Vrindavana, način na koji oni obožavaju i vole Krišnu.
Why is this so important?
Zašto je to tako bitno?
To answer this question, I will take you on the to the deathbed of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who gave some very stunning last instructions to the movement which he had founded.
Kako bi vam to objasnio, ja ću vas dovesti do smrtne postelje Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura, koji je dao krajnje zaprepašćujuće instrukcije pokretu koji je upravo osnovao.
He said to his disciples, I advise all of you to preach the teachings of Rupa and Raghunath with all energy and resources.
I on je rekao, ja savetujem svima vama da propovedate učenje Rupe i Raghunath Gosvamija na način sa svom svojom energijom i sa svim mogućim sredstvima kojima raspolažete.
Our ultimate goal of life is to become the dust of the lotus feet of Shishi Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis.
I naš krajnji cilj jeste da postanemo prašina na lotusovim stopalima Rupe i Raghunath Goswamija.
Now, who are Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis?
A sada, ko su u stvari Rupa i Raghunath Goswamija?
We find out on closer examination that they are actually the first and foremost teachers of the Krishna conscious philosophy.
Ako to detaljnije ispitamo, onda ćemo doći do saznanja da su oni u stvari prvi i najbitniji učitelji znanja u svestosti Krišne.
And as we go deeper into the understanding of the philosophy, we understand that Rupa and Raghunath are two exalted personalities of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, who has come into this world to teach us how to reach Radha and Krishna.
I onda ako to dublje, kako idemo dublje u filozofiju, shvatit ćemo da su stvari Rupa i Raghunath Goswami, da se oni deo zabave Rade i Krišne, koji su sada došli u Vrindavan kako bi tu imali svoje zabave.
I remember that I always wanted to visit New York.
Ja se sećam da sam ja uvijek želao da posetim New York.
And I had become inclined to visit New York by hearing the discussions about New York from my two New York friends, Burijan Prabhu and another one.
Ja se sećam da sam ja razvio želju da posetim New York zato što sam o njemu stalno slušao od mojih dvojice mojih prijatelja koji su iz New Yorka, jedan je Burijan Prabhu i još jedan prijatelj.
When my enthusiasm was so big that I finally made the journey, they were there to guide me to the Empire State Building and the Rockefeller Center and all these important places of the town New York.
I onda kada je moj entuzijazam dovoljno porastao, tako da sam čak i otišao tamo, ta dvojica prijatelja su me tamo dočekali i pokazali su mi sve znamenitosti u New Yorku, kao Empire State Building, kao Rockefeller Center.
When we were meeting in Germany, they made sure that I become enthusiastic about New York, and when I came to New York, they guided me around.
Kada smo se sreli u Nemačkoj, onda su oni bili su sigurni da me naprave entuzijastičnim, da ja posetim New York, i onda kada sam ja tamo došao, oni su mi pokazali New York.
You are all devotees, you want to go to Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. But do you know that they have sent two great souls, Rupa and Rati Manjaris, who have come here as the two as the Goswamis of Vrindavan to show you the way?
I vi ste svi bhakte Rade i Krishna iz Vrindavana, a da li znate da su oni ovde poslali dve osobe, Rupa i Rati Manjari, koji će vam pokazati put ka tamo?
Most of you don't think about the spiritual world.
I većina vas ne razmišlja o duhovnom svetu.
You never think of Radha and Krishna during your days.
I nikada ne pomislite na Radu i Krishnu u toku svog dana.
You think only about you and your eating and your sleeping and your frustrations.
Vi jedino mislite o tome šta ćete jesti, kada ćete spavati, o svojim frustracijama.
If you want to go to the spiritual world, stop your you have to start your to revolutionize your thinking.
I ako želite da odete u duhovni svet, onda morate imati revoluciju u svom razmišljanju.
You have to learn about the spiritual world from the spiritual residents there.
I morate naučiti o duhovnom svetu od duhovnih stanovnika.
Prabhupada was so clear about his allegiance to Rupa and Raghunath that he said the Krishna consciousness movement is strictly conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami.
I Srila Prabhupada je bio tako jasan što se tiče Rupa i Raghunath Goswami da je rekao da se pokret svesnosti Krišne nalazi pod striktnim vodstvom Rupa i Raghunath Goswami.
Once, just before he left from Vrindavan to the west, Prabhupada, he lived at Radha Damodar temple, which was the residence of Rupa Goswami.
I jednom pre nego što je došao na zapad, Srila Prabhupada je živao u Radha Damodar templu, koji u stvari bio prebivalište ranije Rupa Goswamija.
He had one neighbor called Hridayananda Goswami who often couldn't sleep in the night because he heard someone crying in the courtyard of the Radha Damodar temple.
I onda je on tamo imao jednu komšiju koji se zvao Hridayananda Goswami koji često noću nije mogao da spava zato što je čuo nekoga kako plače i uzvikuje u dvorištu Radha Damodar temple.
One evening it was full moon.
I jedne noći bio je pun mesec.
He heard again the crying and he decided to go on the roof and look what is there and who is there disturbing my sleep almost every night.
I onda je on odlučio, ok, sada će se ja popeti na krov svoje kućice i pogledat ću u dvorište ko je ta osoba koja me uznemirava svake noći i zbog koje ne mogu da spavam.
He describes what he saw.
I onda on opisuje šta je video.
There was your Swami, Srila Prabhupada, with a broom, brooming before the bhajan kutir of Rupa Goswami and saying, oh, Rupa, please help me. I need to go to the west and preach Krishna consciousness.
I onda ja sam tamo video vašeg svamija, Srila Prabhupada, koji se sa metlom nalazio ispored bhajan kutira Rupa Goswamija i on je plakao, vikao je, o Rupa Goswami, molim te, pomozi mi, ja želim da idem na zapad i da tamo propovedam svesnost Krishna.
Help me to make these people understand the secrets of Krishna consciousness.
Pomozi mi da pomognem, molim te, pomozi mi da pomognem ovim ljudima da shvate tajnu svesnosti Krišne.
These secrets are very simple and very esoterically spoken. Secrets of loving devotional service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
I ove tajne u stvari su jako jednostavne, jako duboke i to je u stvari tajna predanog služenja Radha i Krišne s ljubavlju.
Prabhupada wants to bring us there.
I Prabhupada želi da nas odvede tamo.
I will read to you something from his purport to the key verse of Bhagavad Gita.
I ja ću vam pročitati sada nešto iz smisla koji on napisao na ključni stih Bhagavad Gita.
One should concentrate his mind upon Krishna.
Osoba bi trebalo da skoncentriše svoj um na Krishnu.
The very form with two hands carrying a flute.
na oblik koji ima dve ruke i koji nosi flautu.
Do you know that Krishna carries his flute only in Vrindavan and at no other places in the spiritual world?
Da li znate to da Krishna nosi svoju flautu samo u Vrindavanu i ni u jednom drugom mestu u duhovnom svetu?
The impersonal Brahman doesn't carry a flute.
Bezlični Brahman definitivno ne nosi flautu.
The Lord in Vrindavan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, Narayan, doesn't play flute. He has flutists who play for him.
I gospodin Vaikunte, Narayan, on ne nosi flautu, on ima svoje svirače koji će svirati za njega.
Even in Dvaraka, one of the places in the spiritual world where Krishna is there in his four-armed form, he doesn't play the flute.
I čak i u samoj Dvaraki, gde se Krishna nalazi u svom obliku sa četiri ruke, čak ni tamo on nema flautu.
As Rama, he doesn't play the flute, and certainly not as Nrsimhadev.
Kao Rama, on ne svira flautu i definitivno ne kao Nrsimhadev.
So Prabhupada said, the goal of our movement is one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands carrying a flute.
Tako da Šila Prabhupada kaže da je cilj našeg pokreta da skoncentrišemo svoj um na Krišnu, na onaj oblik koji ima dve ruke i koji nosi flautu.
The bluish boy with a beautiful face and peacock feathers on his hair.
Trebamo skoncentrisati svoj um na tog plavog dečaka koji ima paunovo pero.
One should not even divert his attention to other forms of the Lord.
I osoba ne bi trebalo da skrene svoju pažnju čak ni na druge oblike gospodina.
This Prabhupada says in his explanation to the key verse where Krishna says to his devotees, always think of me and become my devotee.
I ovo je upravo smisao koji Šila Prabhupada daje na ključni stih Bhagavad Gita gde Krishna kaže postani moj bhakta, budi moj bhakta i uvek me obožavaj.
Prabhupada makes clear how we should think of Krishna.
On kaže uvek misli na mene, tako da Prabhupada želi da bude siguran da nam je objasnio kako da mislimo na Krishna.
And more important, which form of Krishna?
A i ono što je još važnije, na koji oblik Krishne da mislimo.
He gives us, like any acharya must do, the satya, the goal of our practice.
I kao i svaki acharya, on nam daje ono što je neophodno da uradimo. On nam daje cilj naše prakse, satya.
If you are interested in our movement, you must read this 1865 verse. Now this 18th chapter 65 from where we have read.
I ako imate bilo kakav interes u vezi sa ovim pokretom, onda budite sigurni da ste pročitali ovaj stih iz Bhagavad Gita, 18. Poglavlje, stih broj 65.
How important is Braj and the devotion of Braj is also made very clear by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is has started this Gaudiya Sampradaya.
I koliko je važna predanost stanovnika Vrindavana, čak i sam gospodin Čaitanja Mahaprabhu priča o tome, o tom golu, cilju.
It is described how what happened to him on his way to Vrindavan.
I mi imamo opis toga šta se njemu dogodilo na njegovom putu ka Vrindavanu.
You must know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often thought of Vrindavan and superimposed it onto holy places like Jagannath Puri.
I morate znati da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jako često mislio o Vrindavanu i da je Vrindavanu dao više značaj nego na primjer Jagannath Puri ili nekim drugim svetim mestima.
When he looked on the ocean of Puri, he just thought this is Yamuna ji, the river.
I onda kada bi gledao na okean koji se nalazi u Puriju, jednostavno bi mislio ovo je Yamuna.
When he saw the forest on the banks of the ocean, he thought, this is a Madhuvan and Talavan and Vrindavan.
I onda kada je video šumu na obali okeana, upurio mislio, ovo je Madhuvan, ovo je Talavan, ovo je Vrindavan.
Finally he went to Vrindavan and you must listen what happened to him to see how much he appreciated Vrindavan.
I onda je on konačno stigao u Vrindavan. Morate čuti šta mu se desilo da biste shvatili koliko je on cenio Vrindavan.
as soon as he saw the river Jamuna, he would immediately jump into it and fall unconscious in the water and the ecstasy of love of Krishna.
Čim bi ugledao reku Jamunu, on bi odmah skočio njene vode i odmah bi pao bez svesti u ekstazi.
When he came close to Mathura, he just threw himself into the dust and rolled in the dust.
I kada je prišao blizu Mathuri, onda se jednostavno bacio u prašini i valjao se u njoj.
In Mathura he visited the birthplace of Krishna.
I onda je u Mathuri posetio rodno mesto Krishna.
And he saw the deity named Keshavaji.
I onda je video božanstvo koje se zove Keshavaji.
And before the deity he offered obeisances and danced and chanted.
I onda je odao poštovanje tom božanstvu i plesao je i pevao je pred njim.
One brahmana came to him.
Jedan brahmana mu je prišao.
And Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him so that both of them jumped in ecstatic love of God.
I Mahaprabhu ga je odmah zagrilio tako da su obojica počeli da skaču u zanosnoj ljubavi prema Bogu.
All the people saw, oh my God, they had never seen such volcanic bhakti.
I svi ljudi koji su bili tu videli su ih i nikada pre, ranije nisu videli takvu vulkansku eksploziju bhakti.
There were millions of them.
Tu su bili milioni ljudi.
Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would start to dance and chant like this in Kremski, Hajlovski, whatever that is, in Belgrade. Kremski, Hajlovski.
Sremski Karlovski.
Ja,
ja. A Knez Mihajlov. Zamislite sada kada bi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kada se pojavio u Knez Mihajlovoj u Beogradu i počeo na taj način da pleše i da peva.
And then one old Serbian with a mustache would come. Mahaprabhu would say, chant, hurry! And he would go, hurry, hurry!
I onda bi tu došao jedan stari Srbin sa brkovinama i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bi mu rekao, i sada pevaj, hurry, hurry! I on bi pevao s njim.
All the people were simply astonished to see such displays of ecstatic love.
I svi ljudi su bili zaprepašćeni da vide tako nešto, tu ekstatičnu ljubav.
Both of them raised their arms and said to the people,
i obojica su digli ruke u vazduh i rekli su ljudima,
hari, hari!
Hari, hari!
Yes, the people also chanted, but they chanted much louder than you.
Ljudi tamo su takođe uzviknuli hari, hari, ali mnogo glasnije nego vi ovde.
Hari, hari!
Hari, hari!
Yes. The priest of Lord Keshavi's Mandi had never seen such wild bhakti, and he came and offered a garland of Keshavji to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I sveštenik u hramu gospodina Keshavadžija je nikada nije video tako nešto u svom životu, tako da je uzeo garland od božanstva i dao ga je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And the people began to talk to each other simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every one of us is maddened with love of Krishna.
I osobe koje bi samo videle gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oni bi počeli da pričaju jedno drugom kako su postali ludi od ljubavi prema Krišni.
My point is, Mahaprabhu's love grew so much when he entered the land of Krishna.
I poenta koju ja želim da vam dočaram jeste da je ljubav gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu porasla jako puno kada je on ušao u Mathuru.
Everyone was affected.
Tako da su sve osobe tu bile imale, takođe su bile imale uticaj.
This is what they did.
I ono je što, ovo je ono što su oni uradili.
Everyone was laughing.
Svi su se smejali.
Crying.
Plakali.
Dancing.
Plesali.
Chanting.
Pevali.
Hari, hari!
Hari, hari!
Oh, very good. So, what was in the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he became so ecstatic upon touching the land of Vrindavan and remembering the love which was flowing openly there?
I šta je ono što se dešavalo u umu gospodina Chaitanya kada je on došao u zemlju Vrindavana i kada je dotakao taj tok ljubavi koji je tu dotekao?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I have a problem. My heart.
Čitanja Mahaprabhu je rekao: ja imam jedan problem, moje srce.
My heart is different from my mind.
Moje srce se razlikuje od mog uma.
My heart resides here in Vrindavan.
Moje srce prebiva ovde u Vrindavanu.
And therefore, in all other places, I just simply go where my heart is.
I zato u svim drugim mestima ja jednostavno idem tamo gde je moje srce.
Have you ever been in love?
Da li
Hare Krishna, I think don't talk about these things. No?
Da li ste ikada bili zaljubljeni, iako ja znam, bakte ne razgovaraju obično o tome.
Let us choose a grihasta.
Hajde da sada izaberemo jednu grihastu.
When the grihasta is separated from his beloved wife, he must always think of the wife.
Kada se grihasta, jedan prabhu, kada je razdvojen od svoje žene, on uvek misli na svoju ženu.
So Lord Chaitanya said also, I lost my heart in Vrindavan, and therefore I'm always with my mind in Vrindavan. I'm just living there. I'm not living anywhere else.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, ja sam izgubio svoje srce u Vrindavanu i zato je moje srce, moj um je uvek tamo. Ja ne živim nigde drugde nego u Vrindavanu.
And he then addressed Krishna.
I onda se on obratio Krishna.
My home is Vrindavan, Krishna.
Moj dom je Vrindavan, Krishna.
And I wish your association there.
Ja želim tvoje društvo tamo.
If I don't get your association,
ako ja ne dobijem tvoje društvo,
then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life.
Onda će biti za mene jako teško da ostanem u životu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses that he has become a Vrindavan lover.
I ono što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu izražava ovde jeste da je on postao ljubavnik Vrindavana.
And in his movement he wants to bring us to that stage where we also become Vrindavan lovers, or more precisely lovers of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who performs his pastimes in the pleasure grounds of Braj.
I ono što on želi da uradi jeste da nas dovede na taj nivo kada mi postanemo ljubavnik Vrindavana, ili bolje, tačnije rečeno, da postanemo ljubavnik Krišne koji je sin Nanda Maharadža i koji ima svoje zabave na poljima Vrindavana.
See, spiritual life is always about a journey.
Vidite, duhovni put, tu se uvek radi o putovanju.
You start at one place and you wish to go to another place.
Vi započnete na jednom mestu i želite da odete na drugo mesto.
If you stagnate, like most of you, it's no longer spiritual life.
I ako jednostavno ostanete uvek na jednom istom mestu, onda tu više nema nikakvog duhovnog života.
You will have to stay on the journey.
Morate da ostanete u putovanju, da putujete.
You will have to know what is your goal, which is discussed by the Sampradaya.
I morate znati šta je vaš cilj, ono što naša sampradaja objašnjava.
And you have to know what are my next steps.
I morate znati šta su vaši sledeći koraci.
Otherwise you never arrive.
Inače nikada nećete doći, dostići svoj cilj.
When you were driving to Frushka Guranga, and if you forgot, where am I now and what are the next directions for me, then you will never reach.
I ako sada dođete ovde, zaboravite koji je vaš sledeći korak, sledeća destinacija, onda nikada tamo nećete doći.
There is a book.
Postoji jedna knjiga.
It is called Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
I ta knjiga se zove Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
It describes this ultimate journey.
I ona opisuje upravo ovo krajnje putovanje.
And it describes the different stations on the journey.
I ta knjiga opisuje različite stanice na tom putovanju.
And there you will find Gop Kumar, who finally arrives very close to his goal in Dvaraka.
I onda ćete tu naći Gop Kumara koji na kraju dolazi jako blizu svom cilju, on dolazi u Dvaraku.
But he is frustrated.
Ali on je dalje frustriran.
Narada Muni says, why are you frustrated even in Dvaraka where everything is made out of bliss?
I onda ga Narada Muni pita, ali zašto si frustriran čak i u Dvaraki gde sve sačinjeno od čistog zadovoljstva?
Look around, everyone is dancing in ecstasy.
I pogledaj oko sebe, svi oko tebe plešu u ekstazi.
Don't you go every day to have darshan of Dvarakanath Krishna?
I zar ne ideš svakog dana da uzmeš darshan Dvarakanata Krishna?
Why are you frustrated?
Zašto si ti frustriran?
Gopika Mai was like, Narada Muni asked you this, you know, you don't want to say so quickly what is in your mind.
I Gopika Mai je postao nervozan i rekao te, Narada Muni pita ovako nešto, onda ne želiš baš prebrzo da daš odgovor.
Then Narada says, I know why. You are devotee of Vrindavan Krishna.
I onda Narada Muni kaže, ja znam zašto, ti si bhakta Vrindavan Krishna.
We will go now in the house of Uddhava, who once visited Vrindavan, and there we will tell you about Vrindavan.
Sada ćemo otići u kuću Udave koji je jednom posjetio Vrindavan i onda će ti on reći o Vrindavanu.
And there is a beautiful passage where Narada Muni constantly has to control his tongue, you know. He says, actually, I shouldn't speak about this. It's so confidential, but my yesik is so independent and so enthusiastic. I have to talk.
I onda postoji čitav jedan predivan deo u knjizi kada Narada Muni priča i sve vreme kaže, trebalo bi da zaustavim svoj jezik, ali jednostavno je previše entuzijastičan da im kaže o Vrindavanu.
And there he describes about Krishna's unparalleled sweetness.
I onda on opisuje Krišninu neuporedivu slatkoću.
He describes about activities which Krishna does in Vrindavan, which he has not done anywhere else.
I onda on opisuje delatnosti, aktivnosti Krišne koje Krišna pravi samo u Vrindavanu i nigde drugde.
He describes how Krishna there is so merciful that he gave bhakti to a demoness, Putana, who just dressed up like a devotee.
I onda on kaže da je u Vrindavanu Krišna toliko milostiv da je čak dao bhakti demonu, Putani, koja je bila demon, ali se samo obukla poput bhakte.
He describes that Krishna in Vrindavan gave love of God even to the bushes.
I onda on opisuje kako Krišna u Vrindavanu daje ljubav prema Bogu čak i žbunju.
Hare Krishna. And then he describes how the Brijbasis love Krishna in such a way that Krishna totally comes under their control.
I onda on opisuje kako stanovnici Vrindavana na Brijbasi, kako oni toliko vole Krišnu, da je Krišna potpuno pod njihovom kontrolom.
So, I would like to discuss now something about Krishna's sweetness in Vrindavan.
I ja bih sada želao da opišem slatkoću Krišne u Vrindavanu.
But first we will hear a song about Vrindavan.
Ali pre toga ćemo čuti pesmu o Vrindavanu.
I will read to you the translation of the verses which you will hear.
Ja ću vam prvo pročitati prevod na engleski stihova koji ćete upravo čuti.
O Krishna, you are always together with the supreme goddess of fortune, Radharani.
O Krishna, ti si uvek zajedno sa najuzvišenijom boginjom sreće, sa Shrimati Radharani.
On your ears you have swinging earrings.
I na svojim ušima ti imaš minđuše koje se pokreću napred i nazad.
They look like sharks.
I one izgledaju poput ajkule.
And you wear a forest garland which reaches lower than your knees.
I ti nosiš šumski garland koji je dug čak do ispod tvojih kolena.
Oh Krishna, you break the cycle of birth and death.
O Krišna, ti si onaj koji može razbiti krug samskare.
You defeated the poisonous Kalia's serpent.
Ti si onaj koji je porazio moćnu zmiju Kaliju.
Jaya, Jaya, Deva, Hare.
Jaya,
Thank you.
Takamala Kucha Mandala He Shri Takamala Kucha Mandala He Drita Kundala Kundala Kalitala Lita Vana Jayo Jayo Deva Hare Jayo Deva Hare Jayo Jayo Deva Hare Jayo Deva Hare Jayo Jayo Deva Hare Jayo Deva Hare
Morning, Krishna would leave the village of Vrindavan together with the cows for cow herding, and he would leave the gopis behind.
Svakoga jutra Krishna bi napustio selo Vrindavana sa svojim kravama kako bi ih napasao na pašnjacima i ostavio bi gopije u selu.
From far away from the forest, the gopis would hear Krishna's flute.
Iz daleka i šume, gopije bi čule Krišninu flautu.
And as they listened to the flute song, everything about Krishna, his activities and his words, became revealed in their hearts to them.
I dok bi one slušale zvuk flaute, sve u vezi sa Krišnom, u vezi sa njegovim aktivnostima, bi postalo razotkriveno u njihovim srcima.
And they glorified Vrindavan.
I one su slavile Vrindavan.
They said, look, this Vrindavan is the most glorious place on earth.
I one su rekle, gledaj, ovo mesto Vrindavan je najslavnije mesto na čitavoj planeti Zemlji.
Because it has attained the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna.
Zato što je ovo mesto dostiglo to da ima dodir lotosovih stopala Krišne na sebi.
The gopis were thinking that in all other holy places God walks with shoes.
I ono što su gopije želele reći jeste da u svim ostalim svetim mestima Krišna Bog on šeta, ali ima cipele.
In the heavenly planets the Lord Vamanadev goes with cipeles.
I na rajskim planetama, na primjer gospodin Vamanadev, on takođe ima cipele.
In Vaikuntha he has servants who carry his padukas. He has different padukas, different shoes.
I onda on na Vaikuntha planeti ima svoje sluge koji nose njegove cipele koje su različite od ovih drugih.
Even in every deity room there are always shoes of Krishna. You can see also Radha Kunja Bihari have always shoes.
I čak i na svakom oltaru tu se nalaze cipele za Radha i Krishna. Možete ovde videti na našem oltaru.
But in Vrindavan he goes barefoot.
Ali u Vrindavanu on ide bosonog.
Once Mother Yashoda wanted to give jeweled padukas, means shoes, for Krishna, but he denied.
Jednom je majka Yashoda poželjela da Krishna da cipele sa draguljima, ali je on odbio.
Do you know, my dear devotees, in all mystical traditions, when God appears on the earth, he never touches with his feet the ground? Did you know this?
Da li možda znate, da li vam je to poznato, da u svim mističnim tradicijama, kada bi se Bog pojavio na zemlji, on nikada ne bi dodirnuo ovu planetu, ovo tlo svojim stopalima.
Also, Bhavada, when he comes before King Prito, he first doesn't touch the earth, because the earth is very material, not spiritual.
I onda kada se pojavio ispred kralja Pritu, on također nije dodirnuo ovo tlo, zato što je to ipak materijalno, zaprljeno.
Krishna either doesn't touch the ground at all, or he wears shoes in between.
Tako da kada se Krishna pojavi, on ili nema cipele uopšte, ili ima cipele, ili ne dodiruje tlo.
In Vrindavan he touches the ground with his feet.
A u Vrindavanu on dodiruje tlo svojim stopalima.
And do you know that he leaves impressions of his feet in the dust of Vrindavan?
A da li znate da on čak ostavlja otiske svojih stopala u prašini Vrindavana?
I like very much the rope which is on, this is an impression of Krishna's foot. It means that his lotus feet, like a rope, dangle down to the people who are very low, and they can catch them and be delivered.
I ja, ono što ja volim na njegovim lotosovim stopalima jeste znak, jeste uže, zato što nas ono podsjeća kao na uže koje dolazi ovdje u materijalni svet i pomaže ljudima koji žele da budu oslobođeni odavde.
Now when Krishna walks over the land of Vrindavan, there's something which comes out of his feet.
I sada kada Krishna šeta zemljom Vrindavana, postoji nešto što se pojavljuje iz njegovih stopala.
It's very difficult for us to imagine what it could be, but it's the love which Krishna has in his heart. And therefore, anyone who touches the dust of Vrindavan, which has been touched by Krishna's loving lotus feet, gets also love of Godhead.
I za nas je jako teško da zamislimo šta je to što se pojavljuje, ali ono što se pojavljuje jeste njegova ljubav koja se nalazi u njegovom srcu, tako da zato bilo koja osoba koja dotakne prašinu Vrindavana dobije dodir, ima dodir sa tom ljubavlju.
Every grain of dust which is there in Vrindavan was touched by Krishna's lotus feet and can therefore give you love.
Svaka najmanja čestica prašina u Vrindavanu je bila dotaknuta Krišnom, tako da vam ona može dati ljubav prema Krišni.
This you cannot say about any place like Serbia or Split or Slovenia or America.
I ovo ne možete reći ni za jedno drugo mesto poput Srbije, poput Splita, Slovenije ili Amerike.
And therefore the gopis say Vrindavan is so special because it has gotten the touch of Krishna's lotus feet.
I upravo zato gopije kažu Vrindavan je tako poseban zato što je dobio bio je dotaknut Krišninim lotusovim stopalima.
And the second reason why they praise Vrindavan as being special is because everywhere in Vrindavan there's the sound of Krishna's flute audible to the ear.
A drugi razlog zbog koga oni slave Vrindavan jeste taj što se svuda u Vrindavanu može čuti zvuk Krišnine flaute.
Now we all have heard about music and the response, our response to music.
Mi smo svi do sada već čuli o muzici i na način, o načinu na koji naše srce odgovara, reaguje na muziku.
Good music is always music which evokes a emotional response in the listener.
I dobra muzika je ona koja uvek budi emotivni odgovor, reakciju u srcima svojih slušalaca.
I remember from my own days when I heard, when I visited the concerts of Led Zeppelin, there was such music, everywhere you would go with your head like this, dobro, dobro, you know, like this.
I ja se sećam iz svoje prošlosti, kada bih bio na koncertu Led Zeppelina, svi su onda bili u tom mood raspoloženju i svi bi radili ovako glavama.
But Krishna's flute and the emotions it evokes on people is a total different category.
Ali Krišnina flauta i reakcija koju ona proizvodi u srcima svojih slušalaca jeste nešto posebna kategorija.
When Gopkumar first enters the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, he finds out about the effect of Krishna's flute in a stunning way. He's totally surprised by it.
I kada je Gop Kumar došao prvi put na Goloka Vrindavan, on je otkrio kakvi su ti uticaji Krišnine flaute na jedan sasvim zaprepašćujući način.
He witnesses how the Jamuna flows in one way and then hears Krishna's flute and returns and flows in the other way.
I onda je on video Jamunu kako teče, ali kada ona čuje zvuk Krišnine flaute, ona stane i u sledećem trenutku kreće da teče uzvodno.
The gopis talk especially about Krishna's peacock music fans, you know. When they hear the flute, they start to dance madly.
I ono o čemu gopije često razgovaraju jesu obožavaoci Krišnine flauta muzike, paunovi koji kada čuju Krišnu, oni krenu da plešu zanosu divlje.
Peacocks only dance madly when they see a blue rain cloud coming and when it thunders.
A paunovi plešu divlje inače samo onda kada ugledaju taj modro-plavi kišni oblak koji zagrmi.
Krishna's color is described to be like that of a rain cloud and his dhoti like a flash, so and his music is like the thunder.
A Krishna je opisan na taj način da on poput tog modro-plavog kišnog oblaka, njegov dhoti je poput munje, a njegov zvuk njegove flaute je poput grmljavine.
And the peacocks go mad.
I onda paunovi polude.
Then Krishna also starts to dance.
I onda Krishna krene da pleše.
Vilva Mangala Thakur says that the Lord plays simultaneously his flute and at the same time dances with his two feet which are decorated with anchor bells to not miss a beat and make the sound to his flute music.
I Bilo Mangala Thakur, on kaže da Krišna istovremeno svira svoju flautu i kako ima na svojim člancima zvončiće, on udara takt kako ne bi promašio ni jedan takt.
At the end of this dance program, the peacocks, who are very poor, they want to offer something to Krishna, so they pull out a feather from their tail to offer that for Krishna.
I na kraju ovog plesnog koncerta paunovi koji nemaju ništa, oni uzmu perje svog repa i žele njega da ponude Krišni.
And Krishna lovingly accepts this offering by placing it at the most respectful place, his head.
A Krišna s ljubavlju prihvata tu ponudu i tako što je stavlja na mesto koje je najviše vredno poštovanja, na svoju glavu.
Then the peacocks come to Krishna and say, make us dance.
I onda paunovi dođu Krishna i kažu, a sada učini da plešemo.
And Krishna starts his another music concert where they all surround him in a circle and they dance with Krishna.
I onda Krishna započinje opet sa još jednim koncertom gde svi paunovi se nalaze u krugu oko Krishna i onda plešu.
This I find is the perfect God conscious picture.
I ja ovo nalazim kao jednu savršenu sliku svesnu Krišnu.
I will say it in the language of Rumi.
I ja ću se sada koristiti jezikom Rumija.
Every child knows about God.
Svako dete zna o Bogu.
Not the God of the many religions.
To nije Bog mnogih religija.
Not the God of the many do's and don'ts.
To nije Bog mnogih propisa i pravila.
But of the God who only says four words.
Ali oni znaju Boga koji kaže samo četiri reči.
Come and dance with me.
Dođi i pleši sa mnom.
Very nicely. He must have heard this verse from the gopis.
Ja sam siguran da je on čuo ovaj stih od gopija.
Sikono. Yes. This is the scene of Krishna, the god of love.
I to je scena koja opisuje Krišnu, Boga ljubavi.
Accepting even insignificant peacocks and bees.
Koji prihvata i tako da kažemo neke nebitne paunove i pčele.
When a bee comes close to you, it makes bzzz, you shoo it away.
I kada vam se pčela približi i kad krene da zuji, vi odmah oterate ruku.
But Krishna acknowledges the bees in Vrindavan and says, oh, you just gave me the right pitch to play my flute song.
Ali Krishna daje do znanja da mu pčelo Vrindavanu dođu i onda mu daju pravu, kako se kaže, intonaciju.
Intonacija, yes. Krishna accepts even the servant this of his most insignificant servants, the bees.
Tako da je Krišna Bog koji prihvata službu i tako nekih malih sitnih slugu kao što su pčele.
This all happens in Vrindavan, not anywhere else.
I sve ovo se odigrava u Vrindavanu i nigde drugde.
Therefore Prabodhananda Sarasvati in ecstasy glorifies Vrindavan.
I zato Prabodhananda Sarasvati u ekstazi slavi Vrindavan.
Oh, supremely blissful Vrindavan.
On najuzvišeniji Vrindavanu, prepun zadovoljstva.
Oh, most dear Vrindavan.
On najdraži Vrindavanu.
If I could see your beauty with thousands of eyes, I would never be satisfied.
Čak i kada bih mogao videti tvoju lepotu uz pomoć hiljadu očiju, ja i dalje ne bih bio zadovoljan.
If I could smell the fragrance which emanates from you with thousands of noses, still I would not get enough.
I čak i kada bih mogao osjetiti miris, tvoj predivni miris uz pomoć hiljadu noseva, ja i dalje nikada se ne bih zadovoljio. Nikada mi ne bi bilo dosta.
And if I could offer my obeisances to you, O Vrindavan, with millions of heads, I also would not be satisfied. I wanted to have more heads.
I čak i kada bi ti mogao odati poštovanje sa milion glava, i dalje ne bih bio zadovoljan. To ne bi bilo dovoljno.
O most dear Vrindavan.
O najdraži Vrindavan.
There Krishna is in a threefold bended form.
I tamo se Krišna pojavljuje u svom obliku koji je, kako da kažemo, prelomljen na tri mesta.
He always puts his right foot before his left foot.
I on uvek stavi svoju svoje desno stopalo ispred levog.
And with the heel of his right foot he tries to touch the zari of Srimati Radharani who's next to him.
I onda on svojim desnom petom on pokušava da dodirne sari Srimati Radharani koja se nalazi pored njega.
He has tulasi manjaris in his Vaijayanti garland.
I on ima manjaris sa tulsi u svom Vaijayanti garlandu.
And he is painted, body paint, all over his body with the minerals of Vrindavan.
I on je ukrašan, oslikan bojama Vrindavana koje su dobijene iz minerala koji se tu nalaze.
I hope that one day we will say to this Lord, oh Govinda, please make me dance.
Ja se nadam da ćemo svi mi jednog dana reći ovom Krišni, ovom Govinda, molim te učini me da plešu.
This was the first session of your Vrindavan series.
I ovo je bio prvi deo naše Vrindavan serije.
We will now just sing one more Vrindavan song. Actually, we want to sing one Hare Krishna song, and since I have Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's auspicious presence, could we ask you to sing that melody which you sang in Croatian? Why is it that it's still a new Vrindavan melody? Hare Krishna. Maybe what we can all do is we can turn to the deities and I request you not, Draupadi, you can go because you have your child, but this is part of the program. Don't leave.
Ovo je deo programa, tako da bih vas zamolio da ne odete sada, da ostanete ovdje.
There is a statement, how to reach Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya says, we must sing the name of the Lord, which is very dear to us. That's how you get there.
I postoji izjava Čajtanja Mahaprabhu gdje on kaže kako dostići Vrindavan. Osoba treba pevati ime gospodina koji je jako drag našem srcu.
So I request you to really sing with 100% attention because Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu is the best singer also.
I ja bih vas sada zamolio da se 100% skoncentrišete zato što imamo ovdje Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu koji je predivan pevač.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Krishna,